Track 3.14.
They might not come in peace. Whether or not there is life on other planets is one of the great mysteries of our time. Some people are sure that other life forms exist and say they may have already paid us a visit. Others believe that aliens must have built things like the pyramids because of the technology involved. A significant number of people claim to have seen strange spaceships in the sky, and some even claim that they have been abducted by them. Of course, there are also many people who believe that other life forms can't exist and that Earth is the only inhabited planet in the whole universe. One man who thinks that other forms of life are almost certain to be out there is one of the world's most famous scientists, Stephen Hawking. And he thinks we should be worried, very worried. He has suggested that aliens are very likely to exist, but that instead of trying to find them, we should be doing everything we can to hide from them. He thinks they might not be quite as friendly as we imagine. The universe, Hawking says, has 100 billion galaxies. Each one of them contains hundreds of millions of stars. In such a big place, Earth can't be the only planet with life on it. Most life forms, he thinks, will be simple, the sort of life that has lived on Earth for most of its history. But with so many different life forms out there, some could be intelligent and some could even be dangerous. And if they are out there, Hawking believes that contact with them might be the end for us. If they have the technology to travel the extensive distances required to reach us, then, in his opinion, they are bound to have the technology needed to build better weapons than us. They might only see Earth as a place of valuable resources. They may simply come to Earth, take what they want, destroy the rest, and then leave again. He argues, we only have to look at ourselves to see how intelligent life might develop into something we wouldn't want to meet. Hawking warns that trying to make contact with other life forms might be a little too risky. He said, if aliens ever visit us, I think the result will be like when Christopher Columbus first landed in America, and that didn't turn out very well for the Native Americans. Hawking is not the only one who believes in intelligent life from outer space. Lord Rees, another famous scientist, recently asserted that aliens could be so advanced that they might exist in forms that are too complicated for us to understand. So maybe it's time to forget our ideas of little green men who come in peace, turn off the radio signals we're sending into space, forget about sending rockets outside of our solar system, and try and pretend that we really are alone in the universe.